The euro is now the official currency in 12 European countries. From Helsinki to Athens, Europeans lined up in front of cash dispensers today to get a look at their new money. During the next 2 months, people living in the eurozone will have to spend or exchange their remaining drachmas, guilders, and Deutschmarks. By March, shops across Europe will accept only euros. We have two reports. The first from NPR's Guy Raz in Berlin.
The introduction of the euro gave European banking bureaucrats a chance to tap their toes last night at a ceremony in Frankfurt. A dance troupe performed what might be called a euro rock opera.
Money, 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 money.
Endlich ist die Zukunft da.
The euro now is our money.
So welcome to the Eurostar.
Comment ça va?
How do you do?
Salut!
Y buenas dias!
We grow up in the United Euro.
The commissioner of the European Central Bank, Wim Duisenberg, gave an optimistic speech along the same lines.
Our money will be a true catalyst for integration. And it is helping to build a community enriched by our diversity of cultures and strengthened by our common values of democracy and individual opportunity.
It's a message being spread from the top down. German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder made it the theme of his annual New Year's address to the nation.
Wir alle werden morgen dabei sein, wenn Geschichte geschrieben wird.
Tomorrow, we will all participate in writing history, the Chancellor said. We will then experience the dawning of an age which people in Europe have dreamed of for centuries. Borderless freedom to travel and pay in a common currency, euros and cents. Banks and shops are closed today, but that didn't stop people from lining up at ATM dispensers. Holger Ludwig dispels the myth that most Germans are sad to say goodbye to the German mark.
I don't care. I don't care about the German mark. So I will miss it, surely, but it's not a bad thing.
Behind Holger, British expat Elena Martin also waits to clutch the new currency.
It's good for Europe, and it shows that Europe's at peace and Europe's united, and I'm actually quite ashamed that Britain isn't joining.
Britain, along with Denmark and Sweden, opted to stay out of the common currency. But that hasn't stopped today's changeover from making the euro Europe's most widely used currency since the Roman Empire fell. And judging by last night's ceremony in Frankfurt, it may be the first currency introduction in history to be choreographed and put to music.
It's totally different, and it doesn't feel the way it felt before.
It's specially printed. It's a printing procedure far ahead of its time.
I can feel the initials and the special tactile marks done for the blind.
You gotta feel the feel of the notes now. You just gotta look at the look, and you can tilt the bills to check out.
Good indeed, but it hasn't stopped the euro's value from falling by a third against the dollar since its introduction in January 1999. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.